Hey! Oh my god! Hi! How long has it been? Jesus! Look at it! Oh my god, has it really been 10 years? I mean, your smile looks the same in your eyes. I mean, your general face, but like. Oh my god! You look so different. I don't know. When was the last time we... Okay, wait, hold on. We should probably, like, pull over before, like, we cause a traffic jam in Target. Yeah, it gets kind of crazy in here. Ah! Wait, no. Give me a hug. Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, it's been so long. And God, what are you doing? You're on the opposite coast. I mean, I am too, but, like... It's so weird to see you after, like, moving across the country that, like, oh, it's so good to see a familiar face. God, how are you? Yeah, I know that was a lot of questions all at once, but, I don't know, I'm just so excited. Yeah? Yeah, so you're out here for school and then work and stuff. Oh my god, I'm so glad that, like, I don't know, I wasn't in my own world and happened to catch, like, a glance at you, because, oh, this is the best. I've been, like, I've been really wanting to, like, see somebody that I've known for a while, or, like, a familiar face. It's hard, though, because, not being, like, in the area where I'm from, I don't really get that much, so... And especially over here with, like, the winter, it gets, everyone hibernates, so you don't see too many people. Yeah, no, can we, like, wait, give me your phone. I'm putting my phone number in. All right. Okay. Got it. All right. Okay, you have my number. Here's my phone. Put yours in. Yeah, I'm serious. No, this is amazing. Like, oh, I'm so, this is, I don't have words. Oh my god, I have so many questions and I want to catch up with you, but, like, Target probably isn't the best place to do it. Can we meet up for coffee sometime? Yeah, oh, or even if you, like, don't drink coffee, like hot chocolate, tea, anything, warm beverage, water. We can get water anywhere, right? Maybe just somewhere to, like, talk and catch up for a bit. There's this great place I know that's actually, like, down the street from here. It's this little cafe that, like, opened recently, and it's, like, very hip, very trendy. But, yeah, maybe we could, like... catch up sometime when you're free. Like, I don't know what your schedule is like, but yeah, no, mine's pretty flexible, so really, like, whenever, just let me know. All right. Oh yeah, I should probably take my phone back. That's kind of important. I do need that. Yeah. Yeah, of course I'm excited. What, would you not expect this reaction from me? I don't know. I've always kind of been, like, a bubbly, happy kind of person. And seeing someone from my childhood is just, like, the epic thing to bring up my week from, like, hibernating inside and trying to keep warm. So, yeah. Okay, I don't care if it's a week from now. I don't care if it's a month from now. I don't care if it's, like, 6 months from now. If I'm in the area and you're in the area... Yo, hit me up. Let's do it. Let's get together. Come on. Let's catch up. It's been way too long. Yeah. Yeah. Promise? Because, you know, like, how much patience do I have? Okay, if I don't hear from you, like, in a week, I'll text you and be like, yo, I need to see you again. I kind of need to get it out of the house for a while because I work from home, and this you would really be helping me out, so, man, come on. All right, good. All right, I'm gonna give you one more hug, and then I'll say bye for now. Actually, finish what I'm here to get, or finish what I'm here to get. That didn't even make sense. Finish, like, shopping, I guess, and check out. All right. Ah, give me a hug. Okay. Okay, I'll hear from you soon. Promise? Okay. Bye. Over here. Sweet. All right, so I snagged this table, but do you want to go up and order something? Do you want a coffee or... Oh, they have the best scones here. They have really good scones, especially the blueberry ones. Yeah? All right. Hi. Can I get a skim latte, please? For here. Yeah, for here. And whatever he's getting. Come on. Yeah, no, I don't mind paying. Well, too bad, because I just gave him a card. So whatever you want, really. Oh, can I also get a blueberry scone? And then whatever he wants. Okay. All right, thanks. All right. Yeah, let's go back and sit down. I'll bring the number with us so they know which one is this. Oh, all right. So, hey, how have you been? You doing okay? You look a little tired today. I mean, I'm a little tired too. I mean, compared to last time, I was like a ball of energy right then. Yeah. Yeah. It's Wednesday. Woo! Hump day.
Hump day.
Halfway through the week. Oh god, I wish it was Friday. But not yet. But yeah, no, it's really good to see you again. Very reliable, being able to, like, get in touch with me after. And you only took, like, I don't know, a couple of days. So, yeah, alright. But yeah, no, I'm really glad you decided to meet up with me. Especially since I want to hear about how you ended up out here and want to know what's going on with your life. Since it's been, God, so long. Like, I'm trying to even think the last time I saw you, if, like, so much has changed and there's been so much, chaos and stress and way too much anxiety, but... I'm doing really well. Yeah, considering that it's freezing outside. Yeah, feel my hands. They're freezing. Yeah, I should get some better gloves. That's always the case to me. I have really bad circulation, so maybe it's not the gloves' fault. What's new with me? I'm trying to... God. Jesus. Alright, give me a second to, like, think about this. Maybe we could swap stories or something. Stuff that's happened that's either a good story or something that's been a significant impact on your life, I guess. Big timeline marker sort of thing. That's probably a good place to start. I mean, we don't have to reminisce if you don't care to, but, my life's pretty boring. Yeah, just working from home for the most part, so, that's even better that you texted me to meet up, because, oh, it's nice, it's nice being able to get out of my head for a little bit and talk to someone. So, thanks. I know we haven't talked in, like, a really long time, but that doesn't matter. Yeah, no. I mean, at least for me, that doesn't matter. And the other thing is, especially being away from home and not being able to go home too frequently, seeing someone from my past... trying to reintroduce them into being more present in my life nowadays is good because, at least for me, being on the opposite coast and not getting out too much just because of work, there haven't been a significant amount of like opportunities for me to really make too many friends, right? Because a lot of the time people either will make friends through work and coworkers and things branch out from there. And I don't know, at least in the winter, I don't really want to do much outside. So, I mean, I really should like sign up for some kind of class, whether it be like, I don't know, like painting or carpentry or something like that. Something fun where you could kind of meet people in kind of a fun setting. But I just, oh God, I haven't even had like the motivation to do that. Not even like motivation, courage. I don't know what the right word for yogi proactivity. No, so it was really, I'm really glad you took me up on getting in touch again so that we could hang out. What? Really? You've been in kind of the same boat? Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just, I mean, I feel like, God, I'm gonna start like fucking preaching on society. No, we're just very much in our own world, I feel like. I feel like I'm not really too much of a people person either. I'm kind of awkward and have a lot of quirks if you haven't. Well, a lot of quirks that have stuck with me and have developed a lot of new ones. But yeah, I'm not a huge people person, but I am like, I guess the best way I've come to describe it is like I'm a peripheral people person. Like I like being around people and having people interacting around me, which sounds a little creepy, kind of weird too, but no, but like if I'm reading somewhere, right? Like it's nice to know that there are people around, so like a cafe, for instance. I'm more of a bookworm than anything else, so if I'm reading something and it's nice to hear people talking and just have like, I don't know, be in a more social atmosphere, switch things up a bit. Yeah, no. Yeah, I get that. I definitely get that. I hear you. I hear you. And I think the older you get too, I don't know if it gets easier as you get older or harder. I mean, I feel like at least in your 20s, it gets harder because you're starting to figure out life, I guess. I mean, I guess you're always figuring out life. That was such a stupid statement. No, but more so like you're focused on work for the most part, right? And if you haven't laid down roots yet or start a family or something along those lines, it's really work-centered, I feel, or I think. So yeah, there haven't been too much of making a ton of new friends, especially after moving like so far away. A lot of my close friends are still back where we're from, and those friendships were the ones that, I don't know, that really stuck with me. I have like a couple of close friends here, but like the people that I grew up with when I was younger, like elementary school, I don't know so much about high school. I feel like I'm making more friends from high school now, which doesn't make any sense, than when I was actually in high school. Like the people that went to the same high school as me that I've run into, such as yourself, have become some of my really close friends now, even though back then we didn't really run in the same social groups, I guess. I was very clicky,
at least, in high school for me. Or I felt that way about high school. I think that's pretty standard, though. I'm trying to think what else I was going to say. There was something else I wanted to talk to you about. But yeah, no, the people that I feel like I have strong bonds with from home, it doesn't really matter how long it's been. We can always somehow pick up right where we left off, and there's always something in common or something, I don't know, life-affirming, I suppose, about seeing someone that you know from your past. So, I don't know, and I'm terrible at keeping in touch. Like, worst person ever. It's one of those things that I know is one of my weaknesses, too. And, I mean, I kind of try and fix it. It's just, it sucks keeping in touch sometimes, because those that you want to keep in touch with are generally across the fucking world, or what feels like across the fucking world, and either Skyping or talking on the phone. I'm not a huge fan of talking on the phone. I'll do it for those that, like, I really, 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 really want to keep in touch with. And Skyping, I feel like seeing them on a screen, you just want to, like, hug them and be close to them and see them in person. And I know it's about, like, making do, but the other thing is, I think there's so much time that I spend in front of a screen or using technology too, that I want to spend my time with people that are in the present, close by, in the real world when I can, as opposed to always trying to get in touch with someone that's so far away. At least for me, I find it really difficult to keep in touch, especially with time differences and everything. But you know, teach their own, because there's some people I know, like, there's a few close friends of mine that have done long distance stuff, and oh man, I give them mad props for that, because that is not easy, and I don't know. I guess it depends on the person, and it depends on, like, who you're trying to keep in touch with. But, yeah, no, at least when I do see people, those that are really important to me, I get really, really excited, like I did the other day in Target. yeah. and it doesn't matter how much time has passed, because what's important is that they're right in front of you whenever you run into them, however many years later. I'm not really one to, I don't know, like, become awkwarded out, or cringe at seeing someone I haven't seen in a really long time. I don't know. I don't really have the right words to explain it, but yeah, no, I just wanted you to know that. Okay. Sorry, I'm being really awkward again. all I'm really trying to say is that I'm glad you're here, and I know how much people hate small talk. I am not a huge fan of small talk either, so it doesn't matter that I haven't seen you in a really long time. I want to hear what's going on with you, and I want to hear what the bad and the good, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. 'Cause I feel like we just, as people, I guess, aren't really honest with each other a lot in regards to how we're doing. I feel like you say, oh, how are you? It's like, oh, fine, good, yeah. It's not exactly like, oh, how are you? Dive into life story. And, I've been really, depressed lately and haven't really gone outside a ton and have kind of wanted to curl up into a ball in my bed because it's so cold. And just maybe not go anywhere for a while. Yeah, that's not good. That's, but yeah, so kind of have some idea of where I am, at least given what I've been talking about. So what's been going on with you? Like, why do you seem so down in the dumps? No. Well, that's why you're worried? Oh God, really? Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's a little bit of nervous laughter, but it's also because Jesus, that's so many of us. Like there, no, you have nothing to worry about. And if anything, like, I mean, I've gotten better at doing the meeting new people and being an extrovert, or as I like to say, a forced extrovert, coerced extrovert. 'Cause even if I'm super awkward and quirky and rub them the wrong way, I feel like I've come to be a little bit more confident with who I am. So if they can't deal with the fact that at times I'm clumsy and over or underestimate my turns and slightly run into door frames, it's a sight problem, really. It's I have astigmatism in my contacts, or at least that's the excuse I tell myself. Maybe I'm too hopeful, maybe I'm too optimistic, but there are so many people in the world that, like, Jesus. and there's so many happy-go-lucky good people in the world that I've had people in my life like that, so I know it's true and it's not just hope, but that will really bring you out of your shell and get to know you and are people that you just jive with and can talk to about anything and will lift your spirits up, and they could care less whether or not you've been in a relationship in the past or what baggage you carry or anything of the sort. And those are, I think, especially with those types of relationships, whether they be platonic or more on the amorous side, I tend to think of them in a positive light, even if they end, I think, which has something to do with it. So that even if I'm the one that's hurt or the one that's wronged, it's the positive moments that have stuck with me and the things that I'm really grateful for, that person showing me or experiencing with me or making me feel. So I think that even if I were to run into them again, hopefully they wouldn't try and duck away. At least hopefully they'd say hi. But there have been some amazing people that have just brought me out more into the light as I've tried to stay in my shell And even though some of those friendships ended poorly or ended on not the best terms, what they did for me during that time is invaluable to me. So invaluable. So I know those people, the ones that step into your life and bring a lot of laughter and joy. are out there, so you have nothing to worry about, because there are so many people. And excuse me, hello, I'm one of them, right? No, really, like, I know we're just getting coffee and scones today, but anytime you like need a person, really, I'm serious, I'm here. Like it's no matter what it is, no matter if you've called me and we haven't talked in a year or 2 years. I hope that's not the case, but granted that we both suck at keeping in touch, if that is the case and you need me to, I don't know, take you to the emergency room or something like that. Hopefully that's not the case. Or join you for like some family reunion thing and you just really don't want to go to this fucking thing alone. Bring me. Like, it's not like you're asking me to, I don't know, save the world. I like doing that kind of stuff, and for me, I'm a people pleaser, so I like making people happy. So calling or texting me when you need me, or if you just want to hang out, is already like, oh yay. I'll like you're already making me happy by doing that. Like and so I don't know, I like that kind of stuff. So no worries if time slips by. I'll do my best to hopefully not be too awkward and hopefully divert attention away from you if it's some sort of family gathering or anything of the sort. Family gathering, yeah. Yeah, what's your family like? I don't think I ever met anyone in your family. Did you ever meet my mom? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wears me out. You think I'm a lot of energy? Oh dear. Like you, she's fun. yeah, she may be tiny, like really tiny, but she's a ball of energy. And she's like this ray of sunshine. so at least for me, I try and be like her because she's one of the best people I know. She can make friends so easily. I don't know how she does it. Just like people will start talking to her, and just, for some reason, like, I don't know, she's known like, oh, like people for so long. Like ones that you wouldn't expect to become her lifelong friends, somehow, like, they are the ones that are the closest to her. Like, I think there was some guy that ended up like cleaning our house at one point, and she started talking to him. They've been friends for like 15 years now. Like they get lunch every once in a while. One of our other close family friends, he wasn't even our nanny. He was actually the husband of our nanny, and they ended up splitting. Oh God, when I was still like in grade school, and he's had like, I don't know, five wives or something since, but he's still like a huge family friend of ours and will be at Christmas and Thanksgiving. He's part of the family, and regardless of which wife he brings, yeah, he's just become really close with us. I mean, he was great with me and my brother, and so a lot of the time my mom would pawn us off being like, can you take them for a couple of hours? And he didn't have any kids, or his one daughter was already grown, so like he had a blast with us. And like, I think I know more about cars than I ever really intended to know because of him, because he liked cars so much. I learned a lot. Sorry, that was a really long story. Anyway, I've been rambling for a really long time, but yeah, you make some friends in unlikely places. And my mom is more of an extrovert than me, but to a certain extent, I really hope that I become like her, because she sees the good in everyone, and she's quite the saint, I have to say. But yeah, anyway, what else was I gonna talk to you about? Yeah, after I like told a childhood story for a really long time ago. Well, I'd like to hear more about you. Oh, thank you. Wow, that took forever. Yeah, they are kind of busy, that is true. It's like rush hour right now. I promise, the scones are really, really good, though. They're worth it. Have you been reading anything good lately? Anything not for work, or seen any good films? Oh, you know what I want to see? Shoot. I'm so bad with movies. I've always been bad with movies. I think it's The Shape of Water. If I got that wrong, that's going to be so embarrassing. I feel like I should look this up before I actually start talking about it. I think that's what it's called. Shows how much I know, right, about pop culture and everything. I've kind of been living under a rock for a while. But that's the one I really want to see. I hear it's really, really good. I feel like it's similar to the hype surrounding La La Land last year. Oh god, it took me forever to see that movie, but everyone was like, oh, you have to see it, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. Finally saw it. But yeah, I think that's kind of the equivalent with this one. It's Guillermo del Toro, right? I think that's it. But yeah, so I really want to see that one. I don't know if you're keeping up with the movies at all. God, it feels like it's been forever since I've been to the movies. It's better though than like, at least for the good ones nowadays. Like if it's a really good movie, even though it's super expensive, it's totally worth it, because oh my god, the sound system. And now they're really big on the comfy chairs too. You can like recline all the way back and come back up. Those are fun. I wasn't too big of a fan of it, but I did see the more recent Star Wars movie with two friends, and it was good. Yeah. I think I was more impressed by crap. I'm forgetting the name already. The guys with the big eyes that are really, really cute. That Chewie, like, is with during it. Yeah, I like the cute ones. They're so cute. They're little, like, penguin guys. They're like little puffs. It starts with a P. I just can't remember what it is at the moment. Yeah. Anyway, this is going on long enough. Stepping outside the world of recording. Or the cafe. And this is just me talking, but I think this recording is getting a bit on the longer side, so I should probably stop it now before I talk you to slumber or insanity. Hopefully neither. All right. this helped in some way. Maybe we'll have another cafe chat soon. maybe frappuccinos. Yeah? Is that what you said you liked? Right? Okay.